I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made us equal to them who have borne, we have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The point of the parable of the vineyard workers is that the Lord gives his kingdom graciously and not as an earned wage. His workers do not hire themselves on, but they are taken into his vineyard at the Lord's calling. Their wages are paid out of his goodness, not out of their hard work, as if human works could ever be the measure of God's goodness. Why hear this now before our Lenten discipline begins? Perhaps because Lent was once the time of the catechumens, when new members would be instructed and brought into the church. They're the latecomers to the faith. Most of us have been here from the beginning. How then will you receive them? We see in the world that there is a place for priority and fairness, like your place in line at the DMV. The first come first. But we also see the selfishness of our sinful flesh at play all the time, like when a child despises their newborn baby sister for taking his spotlight. Order in the kingdom of God is much more like the latter situation, because how foolish it is for a child to think that a new family member is going to change the love of his parents. Now, true, Jacob and Esau might have something to say about that. And yet, where earthly parents can fail, our Heavenly Father never fails. His generosity, His steadfast love endures forever. And therefore, much more than with any human parent, to begrudge the latecomer to your family of God, would be to begrudge your Lord's generosity. As with the child who becomes a big brother, the honor of that office, dear Christians, is found in responsibility. And whenever our selfish flesh tempts us, discipline is what we long-timers need. Discipline demands that you not go over and hit your little sister when she and not you gets the attention for a while. The call into our Lord's kingdom, which for most of us was long ago, was a call to be His disciple, which means to be disciplined in service as sons in His vineyard. It ought to be that those of us who are older, those of us who have borne the heat of the day as well as the first breaking of sweat, that we will grow in our discipline, not decrease in it somehow or become more childish. But why then do we hear this message, not of hard work and reward, but instead of sheer grace as we enter into Lent? Is this only a scolding for us who have been around for longer? Or rather, what discipline could we learn from undeserved kindness? Well, it is not that we must learn something deeper to do about grace. Rather, it is that we must be constantly steeped in our God's undeserved favor, lest we abandon it. Because our journey is arduous and lifelong, because we are disciples who discipline our bodies and run for the things that are imperishable, that is why we must guard against the false belief that we are not really laboring in grace at all, but we are laboring to earn and keep our Master's favor. The workers who were called at the first hour went away despising this Master. They took their denarius as a stingy insult from Him, although they'd been the ones to meticulously contract for it from the outset. They hated the Lord's blessed promise, "Whatever is right, I will give you." They worked all day as slaves, not as favored sons. And here's the most important part. They're no longer in the vineyard. Now, not many of you came to the church secondhand. Most of you were baptized as children. You've already been sojourning with the Lord many years. You've been trained in discipline through many Lents, even before this year. Well, then, heed the warnings today. Do not give up. Do not grumble against the Lord or against your brothers and sisters. Direct your efforts against your sinful flesh instead. And in this, do not forget what sort of service you render in this kingdom, what sort of worker you are. You are sons. You are heirs, every single one of you. The Lord's vineyard is your home. And your work in it, therefore, is not drudgery or slavery. You do not work for a taskmaster. You work for a generous and a good father. You do not work to make your living. Christ has given you life with no end. What makes Christian life arduous is not its master or its work, but it is our own flesh and our sin that weigh us down. But rather, like an athlete is both exhausted yet pleased at the end of a workout, or like when you come home to your bed and it is both tiring but delightful, and like when you have a joyful day's work and find it rewarding, so is living in the kingdom of the Lord. The Lord's grace and His favor have brought you here. He does not let your sin make you worthless. But He puts you to good service for the sake of your brothers and your sisters in the kingdom. The Lord's discipline and his kingdom are likewise out of his goodness and his sheer grace toward you and toward many. And that is why he has need of you in his vineyard tomorrow also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.